Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yep, whenever you're ready.
Bang goes out, resolution of being more professional. No, start as you mean to go on. Well, not as you mean to go on, but as you will inevitably go on.
And all I was going to say was Happy New Year. Even though it's like the 15th of January or something.
When do you stop saying that? When do you start? Well, is it when you start saying Happy Easter?
Well, yes. No, okay. It's when the Cadbury's cream eggs come into the shops, but they came in on the 31st of December. So we're sort of already too late.
Okay.
And then it's the 6th, isn't it? When you have to take all your dusty Christmas cards down.
Yes, I did that. I love it.
Did you?
You suddenly get like 12.
You suddenly read them. Because you have time to see who they're from.
Ooh, and then think, shit, I never sent them one.
And I'd forgotten about that person.
And even though we're now wading knee deep through pine needles, every room feels like three times the size because it's like full of shite.
It actually is the best day of Christmas, isn't it, when it comes down?
And it all goes away again.
And you go, look at this room. I could do anything. Look at the house we live in.
I'm going to open a dance studio in my sitting room because it's not full of soddy cheese and bits of paper.
But then you forget that, well, for it always in our case, there was something else in that place of the, you know, that's just ended up in our bedroom.
Yes.
But anyway, it's all great. It's all great. I love that day. Cleanliness of it. And now it's just all back to horribleness. Yes. But anyway, thanks very much to anyone who sent me a Christmas card. I massively appreciate it. Because I really like the pictures.
Yes.
So, welcome to Ambridge on the Couch. And Happy New Year. Welcome. This is an in-depth look at the Archers with me, Harriet Carmichael, Jeff Thomas. I'm just talking slowly in case there's new listeners. Lucy V. Freeman and our executive director, Cooper.
Who is now, currently eating a pig's ear in the sitting room.
And he is not a person, just to be clear. Because I feel like maybe, Lucy, now it's the new year, we might have at least one new listener.
Do you think? Hello, new listener. Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. Usually we're a bit more professional at the start, aren't we, Lucy?
Oh, yes. This never happens normally.
But just stick with us.
Yeah.
Now, before we, because this is the good bit, Lucy's monologue. Before we make a start on your emails, let's have a recap on what happened this week in Ambridge.
We began the year in Ambridge, as we mean to go on, at the Bull, having our eardrums damaged by Kenton. He discovered his megaphone mysteriously buried in the bottom of a box of scampi fries, although I'm not quite sure why he needed it inside the pub, but he used it to say he was glad to see the pub full of people heaving. Elizabeth has decided she still likes Vince because he gave her a bowel for Christmas. She tried to pretend she was glad it wasn't some ridiculously expensive earrings and perfume and was delighted with the decorated bowel, but she wasn't fooling me. Plus, there was the shock of discovering there is another Casey, Shelley.
Yes.
Where did she come from? I mean, I know where she came from technically, but had we heard about her before? There was an hilarious mix-up about proposals that got slightly irritating. And by the end of the episode, I wouldn't have cared if Jazza had married the Christmas tree and Tracy had got off with both the Gleason twins. Meanwhile, Ruth was looking at pelvic bones with Stella, and Ruth advised her to hang on to her moisture meter as she might need it, I'll say. Stella was fed up as Brian had got his cravat in a twist about her going to an agricultural show to learn about robot cows. It seemed to be miffedness that she hadn't told him, and he panics when he thinks things are happening he doesn't know about, a quality he has in common with Susan. Susan was making cheese straws and rice salad for the children coming round on New Year's Day. Children love a rice salad. Rice salad is an appalling 70s invention, and I thought better of Susan. I bet she put sultanas, peas and sweet corn in it. Tracy came round waving a mini bottle of Prosecco and Susan told her to stick it. So voila, a New Year rift already and it was only the third. Susan made it marginally worse by taking her a raffle hamper, which like all raffle hampers will contain shortbread from Poland and a bottle of wine from Asda. Still better than rice salad. Anyway, eventually Susan invited them both round to eat hot pot and to listen to her speech in which she said things were not all about her. Susan made her go out in the rain, Tracy said she was going to wear a bin bag, and Susan seemed rather too keen on going on her hen night because opportunities for her to steal llamas are now few and far between, so she has to take her chances where she finds them. So, Lottie's a thing then. I mean, if it's filler, it was a very weird interlude involving the naming of body parts, so we segued from pelvic bones to Nunu's. Anyway, isn't Nunu the Hoover on the Teletubbies? If that's so, then poor Rosie probably needs to go to the GP. Ben is now the little friend of all the world, driving Lottie and her Nunu around Borchester, doing the milking, emptying Gran's commode, etc. I think that it is probably because he feels guilty knowing his parents are going to have to do family therapy and will kick off like a pair of sleep-deprived teenagers. Interestingly, though, when the session actually started, they were dobbing each other in left, right and centre and frantically trying to curry favour with poor old Elena. She'd ask a question and David's hand would be up like a flash. Me, Elena, is it because I'm emotionally repressed? Is it Elena? Because my mother could only show approval through carbohydrate? Is it Elena? Anyway, Vince asked David and Ruth to go out for dinner with him. And of course they said yes. Of course they did. I mean, why wouldn't you agree to go out to eat with a man you didn't like to start with, but was now contributed to your son's psychotic breakdown, demanded £50,000 back from you that has involved you having to flog off a bit of your farm and contributed to a family rift? But, you know, it's a change from turkey twizzlers, so you go. Surprisingly, it was all a trifle strained and odd, including the bit where they all made entirely different toasts. And then obviously left in a massive huff. A total mystery was why they'd gone in the first place. Baffling. Honestly, it's come to a pretty pass when the It's All About Me award doesn't go to Kate and is instead a toss-up between Susan and Elizabeth. But fear not that we're going to have 3 months of interfamily wrangling to go through. Well, we might. But we also have the inevitable fallout slash romance slash love triangle between Pip, Rex and Lottie to look forward to. Or possibly Pip, Ben and Lottie. Who knows? Bring it on, 2023. The end.
Oh, well done. Sorry, Lucy. Did you notice I had to go on mute there?
No.
There was a bit of a crisis.
Oh, what's wrong? Has someone
it's fine. So, no, it's all fine. Okay. Somebody wasn't back and somebody needed to go and nobody could look after Rex. Anyway, it's all done. We're fine. Okay. We're fine. Sorry. Okay. But so you were just talking to the air. Okay. No, you weren't. You were talking to the listeners. You were talking to the listeners.
I spend most of my day talking to myself, frankly. It won't make any difference.
I know, but I wasn't there going... And I know that it's awful when you're just talking.
I'll just record
you
doing that and just keep feeding it in.
Like, yes, put some canned laughter in there for this episode.
Yes.
Marvelous. So I missed most of what you said. But
listened this week anyway, didn't you? Very thoroughly.
I listen every week.
No, but you said you listened twice this week.
Yeah, well, I'd forgotten what had happened over Christmas, but luckily you just reminded me it was just the proposal. That was it. Was it? I think I'm pretty sure that was the Christmas. Because then I was trying to remember, and I meant to listen back, but I forgot. You know, the brilliant concert that we were promised, the sing along. That was only one episode, wasn't it? And it was never fully performed.
But talking of that, Claire has sent us what an actual amateur choir sounds like. I think they're really good. She's sceptical. I think they're really good. No, she just said...
Is it the rehearsal or the performance?
The rehearsal. She said, when you listen to what the Archers was putting out, anybody listening is going to get... And if anyone is then going to an amateur choir performance, they're going to think, oh dear. Because it's so unrealistic. And the fact that you could blend two choirs together is just even more laughable.
Yes.
So... Yeah. This is Claire's choir recording doing Feliz Navidad, the rehearsal. Sorry for anybody who's getting triggered by more Christmas references.
No, that's one of my favourite Christmas songs.
Ready?
Because it teaches you Spanish. Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero anno felicita.
You can sing along.
I have a re-listen. Yeah, sorry. Looking forward to it.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero
año. Felicidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
so that's amazing. I think I heard Leonard in there. He obviously just went to a completely popped different up. Choir 3 hours
and this
away.
This is Claire. Listen to this. This is beautiful. Listen to this.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that lovely?
I love it. Oh, my God, I wish it was Christmas again.
Oh, my God. You've just been saying how nice it is to get your house back.
No, I want to do it again. Mm. I loved that. That brings a tear to your eye.
I know, it's really
so
beautiful.
So beautiful. Is that Claire? That's Claire
singing.
That's
Claire, yeah. So
please, can we do a concert special next Christmas, please, with songs from Claire's choir?
Don't start giving me news. I've only just recovered from the pantomime and the advent calendar and everything else.
No, but this time you don't have to do it.
Oh, that's true.
Claire has to do all
yes,
the work.
Yes, Claire, over to you, love. See you
can
in December.
Can we just have a
you
special...
can start having the nervous breakdown now. I recommend, yeah, maybe
can, are we
have
allowed
January
to just...
off. By about February, yeah. You need to be crying. Then you know that you're on the right time. So.
What's the choir called?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that, I mean, well, please tell us and yes. Thank you for sending that. That's really lovely.
Yes. And also, I think the Claire's bit was beautiful, but the Feliz Navidad...
Well, the girls are better than the boys, aren't they?
The girls are better than the boys. But I think there were more of the girls than the boys. That always helped. Which is why, you know, that bit was true. Jolene and and Fallon frantically running around trying to find tenors.
Yeah.
But I just think that... They could have done something much more realistic sounding than us segueing straight into King's College. Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know when we did our Zoom thingy, Bobby? Our Zoom cocktail party.
With Patreons, yeah.
With the Patreons.
That was good fun.
And you know what we were talking about? I don't know if I'm allowed to say, so maybe I won't say who it is.
You don't have to name names.
One of the, and we were laughing at how awful our choir was, at how awful our singing was at the end.
Oh, yeah. Did it even go out in the end?
It did, yes.
Remember.
It did.
Oh, okay.
We bodged it, so we faded straight into the King's College and said, oh, it sounded better than we thought, really, didn't it? But one of the people there was actually a member of the King's College choir when he was younger.
Oh my, when he was younger.
I know.
Oh my God.
So we made the poor man sing that.
Oh, that must have been so humiliating for him.
Distressing, I think. He's probably, you know.
I hope he just mimed.
He's probably gone to bed now till about August, just thinking, what was
awesome.
I doing?
Awesome. Not only do we have Claire's choir.
I know.
We also have a former King's College choir boy to do our Once in Roy. Yeah. We could basically have a carol concert.
Yeah,
next
and we've
year.
Got and we've got Matt doing arrangements left, right, and centre.
Exactly.
I know.
I think we need another Zoom meeting, Lucy, in about June.
People have asked if we can have one in February for like a Valentine's Day one.
Oh, that's really sweet. That's like nice. That yeah, yes. A love-in.
Yes, a love-in. Yeah. Yes.
That's very cool. And, oh, yeah, that's exciting. Oh, let's start thinking about that. I really loved the quiz, actually. It was an excellent quiz.
Thank you very much.
Did Jeff write? No, you wrote it.
No, I wrote it.
All right. It was very good. Jeff's an excellent quiz master.
He is. Can't you just see him behind the bar
yes,
of a pub?
I totally
going,
can.
Going, all right, look, did anyone not get number 8? Right. It's a bit controversial, this one. And also, if there's any punch-ups, he's big enough to knock anybody out if they start.
I think him and Kenton would get on well, actually. But Jeff doesn't need a megaphone.
Jeff doesn't need a megaphone, and I think he'd strangle Kenton within about 2 seconds. But anyway.
Oh, hi there, Jeff. You've come to do your annual quiz again.
He'd get on very well with Jolene.
I love your stats. Such big stats you've got there, Jeff. Although he'd prefer Fallon to be priming his stats. Yes, anyway, sorry, moving on.
Yes, so...
Thanks, Claire, that's amazing. I loved hearing that.
Really
loved it.
I also think that... that I really, really enjoyed the writing this 3 weeks, actually. I didn't think there was a duff section. I thought them talking to George about the talking to Georgie about his crush on Fallon.
Yeah, that was funny.
Well written.
Very good.
And Ed trying to hold Will back and
well, it's basically like the Royals, those two, aren't they? I mean, they're getting on well now, aren't they?
Yeah.
But history wise.
Yep. What else did I enjoy? The coat thing. I loved Emma going, "We've got a sex tape." There's a sex tape.
Yeah, that was brilliant. But
what's
that
he
was
doing
before
with the recording? And I honestly thought her first thought was going to be, "Can I make some money out of it?" Where are the royalties going?
Yeah, that was a beautiful storyline, and I'm actually sorry it didn't carry on, because I loved that. I mean, I actually think that's been the best. The coat weeks were the best weeks of the Archers this year.
Yeah,
last year.
Yeah.
But I was sad it didn't carry on because I found the Jazza Tracy proposal boring.
Yeah.
Well, not boring. It's just, I mean, they had to have a sort of non-news week, didn't they, I guess, over Christmas. But
yeah.
It was a bit.
But that's partly because you and I don't think that.
Yes, I think that's probably right. Yeah. Maybe that's why we didn't enjoy it. But, and actually, then Tracy's reaction to Susan, I actually was really cross with Tracy. I think Susan had every right to go, not to go, "Oh, it's not fair because I wasn't there." Oh, sorry, I forgot who she is. But the fact that she was sad about it, I totally understood.
Yeah.
Because
you'd go berserk if your sister got...
Well, especially if they'd been at a food bank only three or four months ago and, you know, literally on the... on the breadline, and then suddenly she's thinking about getting married.
But she was saying, "I'm going to wear a..." I don't think it was Susan's pissed offness was totally about not being told first.
I don't know, because Susan did. She said it's. She basically said it's not really because of that. It's because there's something not right. She said, "I feel unsettled."
Mm.
And I know, because obviously it's great. It's a bit of happiness for Tracy and Jazza, and obviously, you're right.
Yeah.
But I sort of think, after all you've been through, I know why don't you actually try and go on a little holiday instead?
Yeah.
Because, you know, even a low, low budget wedding is still, there's still money to spend there.
Yeah.
You know, and anyway, well, I'm not that invested in it, to be honest, but but I love Susan so much that I actually felt really sorry for her. I thought Tracy was a bit immature, really. Tracy thought Susan was immature, and I actually thought Tracy should have been. I'm glad they made up, because I thought if they fall out about this for months,
don't make up
till the wedding, I'll be really angry.
Yeah,
because I think Susan, because also Susan has been through so much with Tracy and supported her so much over the last few months. Mm. It's no wonder she felt a bit like, "Oh, why didn't you at least discuss it with me?" Mm. Or, you know, or yeah, I can totally see where she was hurt.
Also, I don't know if you've had this or not, but you're not an older, are you? You're not an older sister.
I'm a Gen Z.
Yes, I am.
I'm in the middle, but I'm an older sister.
Okay, but in the middle sort of doesn't count. When you're sorry,
I think I've done very well for myself, actually. Thanks, Lucy.
When you're older,
yes.
You genuinely believe that the whole world rests
yes,
on your shoulders.
I can imagine.
And
that.
I'm sure that your older sister does it to you.
No, my older brother doesn't, but my younger sister actually looks after us all.
Okay, right.
Yeah, my brother is sort of mute, and I don't understand logic and organising things, but she's good at remembering birthdays. Yeah. But yes, I imagine if you're the older sister, you are sort of in charge.
And especially because, you know, she has taken a quite maternal role with
Tracy.
She's, you know, looked after her. She's helped her out with money. She's helped her out with advice. She worries about her in the way a mother worries about a daughter. And then Tracy's saying, no, I've got a new rescuer. I've got a new knight in shining armour. It's not you anymore. And that's Susan out of joint, I think.
And that's why she said, I think it was really good, that line where she just said, "Oh, I just feel unsettled."
Yeah.
And I thought that was really
And her role in the family, it means that her role in the family will change, because she will no longer be Tracy's mother.
And, but was Tracy never married? Was she never married to the kid's dad then?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No. Okay. No, so I am really pleased for Tracy and Jazza in that it's a lovely bit of... happiness. But I think, as a family member, I'd just be like, shall we... so boring, isn't it? But like, shall we do a spreadsheet and just work out what you need? You know, like, obviously they're both in work now, so it's all clearly fine, but they've still got their massive energy bills.
And it's clear, so, it's not clearly fine because, you know, she's a barmaid and he's, you know, working.
And
all
of course, this is a drama and there needs to be a wedding and we don't have to worry about things like that. But but yeah, I'm glad they made up anyway.
Do we believe in Ardilili?
Oh, can I just say about the Susan thing? But also the best thing about their sort of makeup scene was when Susan went, "And Jesser, I'm so happy to have a brother." And then Neil just went, "In-law." He just chipped in with it. It was so funny. In-law. Ardilili.
Yeah. Why were they trying to do this Beatrice and Benedict thing?
I know. It was
so... Oh, just stop it.
Oh, it was so tedious.
And also, I was thinking, Lily was heading dangerously into Farage territory when she was saying things like, "You haven't been here long enough to be able to do this. You're not one of us." And I was thinking, whoa there, lady. Just have a think about what you're actually saying and who you're saying it to, you know.
And Ardil was like, "I've been there." You know, like he basically said... That's
a little miss white privilege.
Yeah, it was a bit. It was a bit, as you said, it was a bit sparry in the sort of.
It was Beatrice
romantic comedy.
It's so tedious.
It's quite boring to listen to.
So often, anything.
Yes, I know it's a bit boring, but then you know, actually, because you know, on the Archers released the video of them singing, which was some sort of carol. I can't remember which one. And actually, they sounded really nice together, didn't they? And I just thought it's a shame that we didn't hear more of that. You know, like it could have been, there could have been a special. Maybe they just weren't allowed a special this year. But
no, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I was waiting for the what is it? What is it? And it wasn't anything.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Maybe they'll do an Easter one again or something like that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hopefully not. Oh, God. Oh, please don't bring back the Easter bunny. But yeah, add Ardil and Lily. Okay, that's fine. It still works, doesn't it? They work.
They missed
the same
trick there
person.
when they should have had Lily saying to Ardil, "You need to try and sound more like a bell." I thought he sounded more than enough like a bell. Most
like a bell end is what you sound like, Ardil.
And why did David and Ruth agree to go to dinner with Vince? Absolute nonsense.
Well, it sounded like David didn't and then Ruth persuaded him. For Elizabeth's sake, I guess. But it's silly, isn't it? Because why didn't they just say to Vince? Because they sort of said, "Oh, Elizabeth hasn't told..." I thought Elizabeth's a bitch for not telling Vince.
Yeah.
Well, no. But then as Elizabeth said, she barely... Mm. They'd been in touch. But then why didn't they say to Vince, you could have killed our son. You nearly killed our son. Because I don't think Vince understands the severity of what's happened.
No. He did. And does he now?
No, it doesn't. Well, no one explained. They just said, "Oh, do you not know what happened to Ben?" Or something. Or did Elizabeth not say? And Elizabeth's like, "No, actually, no, I didn't. Sorry. I didn't tell him. But then no one did enlighten him.
No.
So he was just like, "I'm sorry for punching your... for nearly punching your..."
Because somebody
son.
Needs to tell him so he can tell Beth so she can go round and cheer Ben up. Although I'm a bit fed up with her. I'll be quite happy if she doesn't come back.
I sort of agree. It's like, if he, to be fair, not... I mean, if Vince had knew the true story...
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's apologising for, does he?
This boy was left your daughter because he was having this psychotic episode. Mm. He wasn't himself. Mm. He couldn't cope with anything. You'd just explain it like that, wouldn't you? And go...
But
so
I really thought that he did know. And I was surprised that he didn't. And then when he said to...
Lizzie was like, "I'm so sorry, I was just busy doing the turkey."
I was in the bath.
Didn't have time to text.
But when he said to her after, "So did you not tell me because you were frightened? You didn't know what I'd do? You
didn't trust me?" Is that
what he said? Yeah.
Oh.
Did that then mean that
he said you didn't trust it. Oh, well, maybe. Maybe now it's implied that they talked about it.
But I wanted to hear him go, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry."
Exactly, because... But also, it's totally, because you'd go, oh my God, I completely get it. Yeah. And then you'd go, I'm so sorry. I'm going to, you know, I'll explain to Beth and, you know, what can I do to help? Because actually, all he did was go, oh, I'm sorry for shouting at your son. Mm. And actually, to be fair to him, just being, I mean, I don't particularly like Vince, but what did he do? The bad thing he did, well, obviously he was shouting at Beth. Oh, no, I remember now. That's why it was despicable, because he told everyone about Chelsea, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
I'd actually forgotten that. I'd actually, for a moment, Lucy, forgotten that Chelsea had got pregnant and had an abortion and it was Ben's and all the drama.
Yes.
I've been so wrapped up in the coat. Yeah. I forgot everything else.
As
that
was
happened
Emma.
In the year.
I'm dead. I think. Jeff, Mr. Newbie, was saying he found the coat thing. He said, why was Rex behaving like one of the Puritan fathers?
Oh, I loved that.
And he said, not just because, and I said, well, because he thought it was Fallon. And Jeff said, well, even so. He said, I'm not, you know, swinging is a thing. And he said, if they want to do it, what the hell's it got to do with Rex?
Well, I guess though, if it's one of your mates
and then you find out they're banging.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think Rex thought Ed and Fallon were having an affair.
Yeah. It didn't make me laugh, though, when Emma said, people do it. And he went,
it was just so funny. I loved Rex being that character as well. It just worked so well. That was the thing. There was so much comedy in all of that. And in the sort of Ed and Will having to talk to George about...
I wouldn't fancy her anyway. She's really old and horrible, and it's like a pig, George. No, it's not like a pig or a sheep or anything. No.
But also Vince's daughter. We definitely didn't know, did we?
No.
Did we know?
That's
We knew Steph and Beth, but I don't ever remember hearing there was a third.
No, I didn't.
A young'un.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
A 10-year-old.
Mm.
So
he must be sticking
she's...
around because otherwise why have a 10-year-old?
Maybe the 10-year-old, once she gets to 12, oh God, I've got an 11-year-old daughter. She does voiceovers. If anyone from the casting department is listening.
Okay.
Because Vince's daughter is probably quite posh. You know, she probably goes to a private school.
Well, Beth
she probably has a
Beth
pony.
And Finney aren't.
Yeah, but you know, like what with Vince, if it's his third marriage, you know what often happens is the first two from the mum before he got rich,
they just
have a normal upbringing. And then by the time he's on his third wife, he's made all this money with the younger model. And then, you know, that kid always ends up with a pony and at boarding school and stuff, doesn't he?
The other two hate her.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really looking forward to her coming in. Shelley.
Hi, I'm Shelley. I'm 10. So I sound 100.
So that's quite good. That's good.
The V word, Lucy. Yes.
Which?
Yes.
So.
What is this deal with Lottie
now,
and everything?
Now then, this is what on earth is going on here?
I know.
Because last night, Friday night, that was Fatal Attraction, wasn't it? Or was it Innocent? What's going on?
Turning up and...
Yeah, that's weird. Because, I'm sorry.
Who
you
takes
don't...
the word of a five-year-old?
I mean, you'd go, oh, really? I don't think so, darling. And then, fine, check with Pip. But if she doesn't reply, you go, of course it's nonsense.
Yeah.
She would have... texted.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say to your five-year-old child, oh, can you tell Shelley to invite her mum out for a drink with me tonight? Make sure you pass that message on.
I wouldn't do that with my 17-year-old.
No, exactly. It's ridiculous. So...
Who am I telling? Why? What's happening? Why can't you do it? Yeah.
I think it's the beginning of a stalky thing.
Really?
Because she was so rude. She was like, oh no, it's fine. It's just Madison's going to be so upset.
Yeah,
she's going to cry and she's asleep. And you'd just be like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. I'm just sorry, I haven't been concentrating. I'll go and I'll see you next week.
Mm.
You wouldn't then go, oh, maybe, I don't know. And then to go, oh, well, they could have a sleepover. Because I thought she was going to inflict herself on Pip and then basically never leave.
Yeah.
There's something going on, I'm sure.
Mm. It doesn't.
Otherwise, what's the point of that episode?
Unless, I still think Pip's gay, though, you see.
Oh. Yeah, but then we've given her a lot of chances to come out. She never has. And why would she
suddenly... Look, we've paraded women in North Face in front of you over and over again, Philippa. And no action. No action is resulting.
Also, I loved it when she went through her list of friends. And she was like, well, you can come to my party. And my friend Stella and Rex. I've got one other friend.
And
yeah.
And
like Stella's only been in the village for 1 year. Yeah, it's just Pip's. It was just so funny that she doesn't have any real friends.
Pip is an 11-year-old, isn't she? She really is. She's accidentally got a child.
But I was thinking, because you know when she was like, oh my God, trying to be. You know when her and Lottie were having when they were at the pub, there was like a whole episode which was Pip and Lottie, wasn't it? Mm. Which is why this is clearly leading to something.
Yes.
But I was thinking, because that was quite difficult to stomach, some of that, I thought, with all the Nunu and vagina and all that sort of stuff. Because fine, whatever. I know you're supposed to give them, you know, my kids call their bits and bobs by real names.
Yes,
but it's good. Just not a big deal. Yeah, no, but it's not a big deal because by the time they all get to 9, they're all calling it dick and sex bits and, you know, smelly bollocks. So actually, I don't think it really makes a difference. Call it whatever you want. Yeah. But I found Lottie's earnestness a bit irritating. Mm. If I was Pip, I would have been like, whatever, I'm the farmer.
Yeah.
You know, if she wants to, I mean, Nunu is horrible, isn't it? But if she wants to call it that, let her be. But anyway, I was actually thinking, it's very difficult, isn't it, if you're a character that has... So doing dramatic scenes in The Archers is easy. So like Susan and Tracy arguing, that's easy, isn't it? Because you've both got an objective as to what you want. But when you're sitting down in the pub talking to a friend, that's really hard to make it sound natural because there's no agenda, is it? It's just bants.
Yeah.
Or chat. So making that sound sort of believable is quite difficult. But I thought they did a really good job of that, actually.
They did. They both sounded relaxed. And it was like when Ed and Rex and Harassment were all in the pub. But again, Rex had an objective because he was the confused one who kept making pointed...
Yeah.
Completely
or the dinner party that worked well. Because also, I suppose if you've already got a chemistry with your fellow actors, it's easy to have a, you know, to laugh with them and make it sound. But actually, because Lottie's quite a new character, I think they both did really well in that scene because they, you know, they're presumably still working on their chemistry for whatever's going to come out of it.
But anyway, what is going to come out of it?
She's not going to snog her. But Lottie's got a boyfriend or a partner, hasn't she? Why is she not? I couldn't really work it out.
Has she?
A single
mum. Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, is she a single mum, do you think? I couldn't.
Yeah, because she said she named a bloke's name, has got Maddie next that week.
Oh, right. Okay. That makes more sense then. Right. Okay. So maybe it is less fatal attraction then. Mm. I thought that. Oh, okay. Right. That's interesting. Okay. So you think they might get it on?
Maybe.
Hmm.
Maybe. I'm just waiting for something to happen to Pip.
To Pip. Yeah, there's going to be something.
When she said, I mean, she summed it up. She said, I talk about the same things all the time. I get up in the morning. I try and work out who's picking up Rosie, who's doing the milking, and then I go to bed. And I thought, yes, that is your character. That is all you've been doing in The Archers for the last 10 years.
And also, when her New Year's resolution was, I'm just going to homemake my pasta sauces.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, get a knife. You will make one batch, put it in the freezer, and then you'll never do it again.
Yes.
Because it's just so much easier
to open
buying
it up.
Dominoes. I mean, Dolomos. Dolmio. 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 Or if you've got a bit of extra cash, Mr. Organic.
Yes.
Or Mr. Organico, whatever it's called. Which is actually really, they would do really nice pasta sauces. Mm. But they're not cheap. But they're very nice. Anyone who's got kids is trying to pretend they're doing homemade pasta sauce. Mr. Organico. It's good.
I do make my own.
Oh, whatever.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Steve Barry.
Yeah?
Was talking about the wedding.
Whose wedding?
The
wedding to be.
The wedding to be.
Going to
he
the
said,
chapel.
I think that for a lot of people, they simply want to get married to publicly make a declaration in front of witnesses. With regards to cost, my wife and I had little money and did it on a shoestring nearly 20 years ago. My advice would be to do what we did and have a bring and share reception. We asked everyone to contribute a dish instead of presents, work to treat, and cost next to nothing.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's nice, isn't it?
That is. That's the way to do it. That's a lovely idea.
And he said...
Yeah, but what about, Lucy? Mm-hmm. Sorry to bang on. Don't you have to buy a licence or something?
I don't think it's very much money.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Because, I mean, Susan could get that for them for a present.
That's true, actually. True. Mm. Yeah. Or Oliver could.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
The back of Oliver.
Oh, who's going to be the best man? It's going to be Brad. People are saying it's going to be Jim, but I think it's going to be Brad.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Jim. Oh, by the way, you know Lottie and Pip and people are shipping them. They've come up with Ploppy, which I think is...
Ploppy. Ploppy Nunu. Maddie Nunu and Foofy Rosie. Fruzy. And Fruzy, Ploppy and Nunu. They sound like the Teletubbies.
And he's got a message for Cooper. Cooper, if you could let the wonderful Harriet and Lucy know, if you're telling secrets about clandestine actions of their friends on a podcast that is on the internet, whispering is not going to help. Nonsense, Steve. It's completely surefire and secure.
No one can hear if we talk like this, Lucy. No, they stop listening.
Do you remember when the spark flew out of the wood burner and set fire to my boob last time?
Is your boob? Is it still there?
My boob is still there, yes. Thank you very much.
Is your nipple still there?
Yep. Present. I'll just check. Hang on.
Scorched?
Yep, all present and correct. This is from Steve Parrott, who says, this is probably not suitable for broadcasting. You decide, so obviously...
Oh, good. I'll settle in.
Your flammable boob incident took me back to my early 20s when I still smoked cigarettes. I was sitting on the loo, happily contemplating life and also enjoying a cigarette. If you've ever smoked, you'll know that on rare occasions the filter gets stuck on your lip. And this is what happened on this occasion. Furthermore, my finger slipped along the cigarette and knocked the whole burning tip off. Gravity took over. Only one thing could stop the burning ember from tumbling into the WC, and it did. What's more, it got stuck. Result, a blister in the most astonishing place.
You're in his nunu?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
and
God.
And all Mrs. P could do when I told her what I love her for, laughed hysterically.
Oh, my God, that's awful. Hang on, was he smoking on the toilet?
Yes.
That is
retro, isn't it? 20
that's
years ago.
70s.
1980s.
Oh, my God.
Having a fag on the bog. Good God.
That's a terrible
When he said he knocked the whole burning tip off, I thought, yes. Well, yes. He ended up with two. Crikey Moses.
Wow.
Must have gone up like a Roman... Well, it depends off what the kindling was like, I suppose, because if it's... oof.
Golly. Mm. I thought it was worrying when you go to Christmas Eve church and you have candles and you light them and all the 4-year-old children are holding...
Yeah, waving them around gaily, setting fire to each other's furry hoods.
Somebody's hair.
Sorry! Owen Kiffin says, I'll see Harriet's vomiting in a nativity play. And raise her a vomiting while serving on the altar of a posh Roman Catholic church at midnight mass.
No.
After concluding at 17 that going for a big night out on Christmas Eve would be just fine before fulfilling my duties as an acolyte. It was not just fine. Not at all, as my mother kept reminding me for some decades. Yuck.
Over the holy instruments?
Yes.
Into the wine cup?
Oh,
I don't know. This is awful. In front of 100 people. Because at least I was behind a curtain.
The smell, when you go to midnight mass, the smell of booze, that's just, the whole church just smells like a punch bowl, doesn't it?
It's delightful though, isn't it? Because it's booze and candles. And if you're lucky, a bit of incense. Delicious.
Yeah.
I haven't been since. I mean, that's the thing. I used to go to midnight mass after the pub. When I was a young person and the church was opposite the pub and it was an extension of our night out because we just wanted to stay up late.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that's a lot.
But actually, when the kids are older, I'd love to go again because I think it's a really nice way to start Christmas.
Well, we were supposed to go this time, but both the children had coughs and were knackered and I had to, you know...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cook and everything else, so I wasn't really up for it. And Simon said heroically that he would go, and he was trying to sort of jolly everyone up, and then he trundled off to bed at 10 o'clock, and that was that. It was
like, you can't go on your own.
The best laid plans are just like, no, it's not happening, is it?
I think it's probably impossible to go unless you're going straight after the pub.
Yes.
Because you've got to be out and about already.
Yeah, putting your coat on and your boots and everything else. You're just like, oh. Rachel Harris says, she did a big plot prediction, none of which worked. So I'm not going to read that out because it will just embarrass her. Speaking of the coat, I literally yelled, yes, oh my God, thank God someone else noticed, to Harriet drawing parallels to the matching coat situation in Am I Being Unreasonable?
Oh, good.
Great minds, Harriet, great minds.
Yes, and also the new Lottie Pip friendship has sort of reminded me of that as well.
Yes.
She'll know what I mean.
She said, I will be becoming a Patreon member in the new year as my well done for getting through 2022 gift to myself. Hurrah!
Oh,
well done, Rachel.
Then
we can
so nice.
See you at
see you in February.
And she said the great Carol Boyd, who plays Linda Snell, was a friend of my late grandparents.
No way.
And now I feel I need to meet her and have a fangirl moment.
Completely. Oh, that's so nice.
I've insisted my parents listen to your incredible show. I must have sent Mum the link to Pride and Prejudice Does Ambridge on the Couch a dozen times as I listen to that iconic mashup periodically whenever I need a pick-me-up. It gives me life.
Oh, we're akin.
So happy to have found a tribe that loves the Archers and Pride and Prejudice in equal measure.
That's the thing, isn't it? Two things to just show you that everything's could
right.
be okay with the world.
Yes. She started listening lockdown 2020 when Linda was in the Grey Gables explosion.
So, so before the monologues.
Before the monologues, yes.
Yeah, because we have had some listeners who've started during the monologues and incredibly stuck.
I know, that's hardcore. I mean,
that needs a shout out.
Yeah, well, it needs an award, I think. Or some sort of psychiatric testing. But anyway, Michael Gorman, the famous Michael Gorman, said,
Dorman.
Dear Miss Freeman and Miss Carmichael, it may be too late for school nativity play stories, but my favourite is about the boy who was due to have a lead part but was demoted to innkeeper with only, there's no room at the inn, to say. He seemed to take it in good grace. When the day came and Joseph and Mary wearily approached the inn, he stood there scowling. When Joseph said his line, asking to be allowed in, the delinquent said, certainly, come in, you're welcome.
Oh, I love that. Such good manners. What a well brought up child.
Oh, my microphone's just, I was laughing then, and my microphone's just fallen out of its thingy, Bobby. Sorry.
I love that. That's like off. Nativity gone wrong, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's like that one, but there's the you can tell the trainee actor, the actor in waiting. Because he wanted to be Joseph, and he goes into school and he gets given the innkeeper, and he comes home and his mother says, what part did you get? And he said, I'm the innkeeper. And she goes, oh. And he said, it's a good story though. It's all about this innkeeper.
Oh my God, Lucy, that's the play to be written for next year, is the innkeeper's story.
Yes.
Someone must have done that
it's
already.
Kenton.
Did you listen to, on Radio 4, probably not on Christmas Day, but around Christmas Day, I'm just going to find the deets. There was a play called The Star Child, and it was written by Patrick Barlow, you know.
Oh, I love Patrick
Theatre
Barlow.
Theatre of Brent.
Yeah, yeah,
and it
yeah.
was very much that style.
Oh.
But it was with a proper cast.
Okay.
Not just the two of them. It was so funny. It was so funny, and because it was things like when the angel said to Joseph, and you know, lo, you must go to Bethlehem, and he was like, oh, but it's Christmas, we're so busy, all that sort of funny stuff. Yeah, you'd really love it. It's called The Star Child.
Okay, I will find it.
Have a listen.
And also, did you hear, was it Alice, the actress that plays Alice?
No, it was Lily. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hear the play?
No, not yet. I've got it on my bookmarks.
I actually was really enjoying it. I haven't finished it because, you know, that thing, I just don't ever have...
Yes.
Can't ever listen to something in one go.
A block of time, yeah.
No, block. It's a block of time. That's what I don't have.
I save them all up for long journeys when I'm going back and forth.
That's a good idea.
I just work my way through things.
That's a good idea. Yeah, but it was called In the Wings or something. And actually, it was good.
Christmas Wings.
She writes really well.
Yeah.
She's really funny.
Yeah.
And it was a very good cast again. Mm. Yeah, I recommend that as well. Mm. Yeah, she's a really talented woman. Because she's in a lot of TV now as well, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah, because the thing about Lily is when she's playing Lily, she's playing a posh version of herself, isn't she? Mm. But actually, when she plays herself, it's obviously a bit... Because she's much less characterised. Mm. And she's a really good actress and a really good writer. Oh, how annoying if you're both. How do people have time to write a play?
I know.
When can't you do it?
Stop whining.
Hurry up. Hurry up, Lucy. I want to be in a Radio 4 drama. Please, hurry.
Stop pouting. Rachel Thomas, this called her email, Coats I've Known. She says, surely, she said, I don't know when this is going out, whether it's relevant or not. Surely Emma would not wear her posh coat to go logging, even if she did get it cheap off eBay.
True that.
There's no way it would be the same after it had green mossy skid marks on it from the logs.
That's totally true.
Yep.
You wouldn't wear that. You'd wear a skanky, like, Mac.
Yes.
Because you're going to get, because you're going to get slimy logs on you.
And slimy Ed on you. Ed slime.
Also, I think Ed would prefer her rain Mac, wouldn't he?
With nothing underneath, like a cagoule with nothing.
But maybe he asked her to wear the coat.
I loved the way, though, it was so realistic, the way she said, well, the first time it was all right, it was quite exciting, but the second time you realise how cold it is and how uncomfortable anything. Actually, I want to be in my bed. This is not fun.
Maybe she wore that coat because she knew she was going to be on camera. Yeah, that's a good point, though.
It was just her realizing she's such a good actress. Her realization
she's so good.
When Ed said everything, and she went, well, it was only realized, oh God, and she remembered that bit.
Yeah, I love Emma. I love her, and I love Stella still.
Mm.
Still, Stella can do no wrong to me. The way she was just so pissed off with Brian.
Yeah,
like. Just couldn't believe it. I think Stella's good because she doesn't moan, does she? You know, like...
Yeah.
You know, if I was in the Archers, I'd be annoying because I'd do a lot of moany, whiny acting. You just do because
you'd
that's
be the
what,
female
you know.
Equivalent of David. Oh, I'm so tired. Everything is
although
hurt.
I do... When David and Ruth row, I think they're really believable.
Mm.
They really remind me of me and Rufus when we row. Because it's basically all about, no, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault.
And you're going to tell me what time, you know, what time is it? No, it's on the, what time is the meeting? It's on the calendar.
Yeah.
So exactly. You don't know then? It's 2 o'clock, but it's on the calendar. It's like, oh, God,
all
right.
So you don't give a shit about your child, because otherwise you wouldn't have to ask me that.
It is that kind of...
Yeah.
It's naught to mental in 5 seconds, isn't it?
And it's also, I'm the only one in this family that gives a shit.
And
you
who
just
does
bumble
everything.
Along and you don't know anything.
Yeah, and without me, this whole place would grind to a halt.
So I actually really respect them both when they're arguing. But Stella, she's never whiny, is she? She's just very, very believable and... I don't know. There's something really attractive about her actoriness.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
She's just so natural.
And she's also very...
She sounds like she's got balls, doesn't she?
Yes.
I mean, in her sort of dealings with Brian.
And unlike a lot of the women in The Archers, she is a fully rounded person on her own. She doesn't talk about needing anybody else. She wants a dog. She's got a dog.
Do you think that was a bit unwoke of me to say she's got balls? Because that's saying...
You can only be confident if you've got balls. She's got metaphorical balls.
Metaphorical balls. She's got a good... She's got double nunu.
Yeah. Massive ovaries.
Yeah, that's double what she's nunu. Got. Yeah, that doesn't sound like you'd have a lot of confidence. Well, maybe you would. I think if you can call it Nunu, that shows you've got a bit of confidence, doesn't it? Because it's like, because, well, you can't say that unless
because
you're a 3-year-old.
Mm.
Anyway, whatever. So I don't know why I'm talking about Stella, but I just loved her.
I love her. She doesn't. She's not whiny. She's in control of herself and what's happening to her. And she feels like a fully rounded person. She's not looking for someone else to...
And she's the only person really who's... Because when Adam tried to stand up for himself to Brian, because Brian was a twat, wasn't he, about the tech show. Mm. Mind you, I was a bit like, oh, that's just going to be a jolly. That is good. If you go for 3 days, that's a jolly. Isn't it? Because you're just sitting there.
I used to have to go to trade shows and they're awful.
Oh, are they? Don't you just sit there and people talk to you about
Hoovers? You're in a massive, a thing the size of 8 aircraft hangars, all joined together.
Oh, like an airport.
You can't sit anywhere. So you're just walking
around. Isn't there a
Costa,
though, that you could just...
Yeah, but it's all, there's every table is covered in bits of old people's old coffee cups and spilled coffee and there's rubbish. And you're on this horrible nylon-y, carpety floor thing. And you just have to go round. Everything's grey. And you just have to go round meeting people and talking to salespeople, which is the worst. It's just awful. I used to have to go to things called things like Valves Today and all that sort of stuff. Can you imagine?
That sounds like the name of the restaurant that Vince... I think they shortchanged us by not giving us the title of the restaurant. Because we like it when we know they're going to Caesar's or the other one, the Golden Balls, whatever.
But if it was a Caesar's, then we would have wanted to meet the Caesar's, wouldn't we? And have people throwing flapjacks at them and stuff.
We would.
It would have been
too
much of a thing then.
If they're going to a posh restaurant in Borsetshire,
we
need the
is.
Name.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, especially if they're serving pork medallions with peachy sauce, my favourite.
I do hope this is on a serious note.
Oh yeah,
I do hope that they resolve the Jennifer situation soon.
I think they need to.
Because
I think they need to refer to it, don't they?
Yeah, I think it's out now, so it's okay to say.
Are you sure, Lucy?
Yes, because people are talking about it on the socials.
Okay.
The actor isn't very well, and I think that they either need to have her go away to stay with Debbie or something, but just to be there and be mentioned and not be in it, because she's such a...
But that might be her wishes. That might be the actor's wishes.
Yes.
Because,
but it was sad, though, hearing Brian talk about Jenny does Christmas really well and everything.
No, and then they saw Jenny in the restaurant, didn't they?
Yes.
Oh, no, was Jennifer there?
Yeah, Kate was there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It is sort of sad when she's mentioned, but then maybe that's, a sort of collective decision.
Yeah.
And at least, the character's being kept.
But it
in
makes
the
me sad every time I...
I know, and I miss Jenny. Mm. She, you know, she's such a force of nature and a funny character.
Yeah.
Well, we wish her well, Lucy.
Mm. Do you know the Chris and Alice thing? Chris sleeping on the sofa and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Having Christmas together, I think it sounds very sensible.
Yes. Are they going to get back together? Do you think? I really can't tell.
No, I don't think they are, actually, because I think that would be too obvious, wouldn't it?
Okay.
And I think they're just proving that you can co-parent in an amicable way without complication, hopefully. Mm. I hope they carry on with that and don't get back together.
Mm.
No, I think it's really nice that they had Christmas together.
Yes.
Susan's such a wally about it, isn't she? I love the fact she got cross. But they're not coming for dinner. No. What is it? Chris is getting... No, because Brian was like, well, they can have lunch at ours and then have dinner, and he can have dinner at yours.
He's not going to eat my dinner after he's...
Yeah, also, you can't have more than one Christmas dinner, can you? But then maybe Chris could, because he's...
Well, that's what Brian said.
Strapping lad,
he's
Anyway, if I was Susan, I'd be really pleased that both parents were spending Christmas with their daughter.
Yes. Susan temporarily turned into Kate in that scene. She kept talking about Mother Earth, taking the bounty of Mother Earth rather than nicking the holly from the hedgerows rather than taking it from Brian's front garden where he'd offered it. And she said, no, nature's bounty or something. And then she said about the gods, I can't remember, was it the earth or the planet or something? And then in the next scene, she was like, well, Brian, I see da-da-da-da-da, and it all disappeared. It's very odd.
Can I just publicly thank you for your pudding?
Oh,
it was so... Lucy, you know I don't like Christmas pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And then you very, very sweetly made a Christmas pudding for my dad because he loves it and none of us love it. And we had it on the 29th because that's when we had a family lunch. And... My dad was so touched for a start. He was like, she made it for me. That's so nice of her. And
who
then,
is this lunatic?
who did you say? Is her name Lottie? and it was, dad honestly said it was the nicest Christmas pudding he'd ever had.
Aww.
And then we all tried it and it was really nice. I hate Christmas pudding, but this was delicious.
Oh, good.
Somehow you put magic in it. Turned it nice. And my four-year-old niece ate about half of it.
Bloody hell. She'll have been on the lavatory from about, yeah. till about yesterday.
And completely drunk after. No, she lapped it up. She absolutely loved it.
Oh, good.
But yeah, so thank you so much. It was amazing. So you've Pleasure. Obviously got an incredible gift. You've got the gift of Jill.
Oh,
The
gift of judgmentalism and wobbly dentures. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
I was slightly annoyed about Jill because I think she got off extremely lightly.
Yeah, but it's fair enough at her age. Oh, you mean as in for being a... Yeah, yeah, I don't... doesn't really... I think it's just good they've made up.
Yes.
And she's so... Not to be mean, but she is a bit odd at the moment anyway.
Yeah.
That I think I'm
I thought
just
it was
glad
quite odd that David went, you're coming back to us. And I thought, you ask her,
oh,
don't tell
I
her.
I know, me too. I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Because if I was Jill, I would have gone, no, thank you. Because she basically said, I'm going to put my feet up now until I die.
Yeah.
And then he was like, right, you're coming back to us.
There's a massive pile and, of washing up. No one's done any laundry for
I'll
a fortnight.
I'll set your alarm for 7 a.m. tomorrow.
And that loft needs lagging. Get up there.
And we need to open the B&B in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I totally agree. I think that was very presumptuous.
I think
David.
They got the best deal, really. They should have left Jill with Jolene and had Leonard, because Leonard's loads of use, much easier to get on with.
And always around.
Always around. Apparently doesn't have a home of his own. He just sort of hangs
He's
around
in the
yard.
He's very handy.
Darting in through the door whenever it opens. Hello, David. Sorry to bother you.
He could have knocked up that Christmas dinner in half the time it took David.
That really got on my wick, but I was expecting it to, so I think I was already prepared to not like it.
Well, I'm actually glad that Jill didn't come and save the day.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. But I mean, Christmas dinner is... Did you do a Christmas dinner this year?
Yeah.
I find it a right bore. Because I do quite like cooking, but I find Christmas dinner is so many hours of work.
Yeah.
And then the payoff is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's roast dinner with a hat on.
It's a roast
on.
Dinner.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's taken you twice as long for some reason.
And everyone's gazing at you with expectation.
Yes.
You're like, what?
And it's so hot.
Yeah.
Being by the oven all the time. It's so hot. And then
it's sort of hot and damp because things are steaming and boiling. And
so people
you're
keep coming
red.
In when you're taking the potatoes out. Oh, my God. And also it takes
Mummy,
so long.
Mummy, have we got any AA battery? Go away!
This is spitting oil here. And I always burn myself at least 3 times. Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I want to do a Christmas dinner next year.
No.
If anyone didn't have a Christmas
sauce,
dinner.
That's what you want. Pasta Splash out. Get the posh one. Mr. Organic pasta
Well, that's
sauce.
Well, that's what Ruth would have had, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll just get the Dolmio out, David.
What did she say? Really
fish
nice
fingers.
Sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Mash.
Really a really good sausage and mash.
There's a limit to how good it can be, to be honest.
With a, let's treat ourselves to a Lloyd Grossman basil and tomato jar.
And a Viennetta for afters.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love a Viennetta for my Christmas. It was a Viennetta is almost as good as your Christmas pudding. Yeah, but if anybody didn't do a Christmas dinner and did something sort of nice. As fun and no, not fun. Christmas dinner isn't fun, but as special. Please do let me know.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm bored of Christmas dinner, and it's so expensive as well. So you know, I'd like to spend that money on something that I really
What's
love.
What's Clary going to do with all the turkeys if we don't order them?
That's true, actually. That's
the whole
true.
Industry.
Yeah, but actually, they thought there was going to be not enough turkeys this year, didn't they?
Yes.
Not they, not the archers, the world.
Yes.
And then there was enough, more than enough, apparently.
Yes. I fancied the roast pork that Jazza was doing. I love roast pork.
Did he do roast pork for Christmas?
No, I wish I had done.
No, did he? Did Jazza do it?
Yeah, because he got it cheap from
I love roast pork, but I don't. I've never cooked pork. I've never cooked a loin or whatever it is. So I wouldn't know how to do it all nice and crispy.
Well, you normally have to, you have to do the crackling separately to get it nice and crispy.
Oh, that's annoying. Mm. But
But then you put it back on again and pretend that it came from the same thing.
Oh, okay. That would be, that's a good alternative. Because I don't think I've had roast pork since I was a kid.
Really?
You don't really, we don't really have many Sunday roasts, sadly. We just have lasagna and, or spag bol. So I don't do a roast very often. And although when I was little, we had a roast every Sunday.
I do it every Sunday.
Do you? Oh, Lucy, you're such a good mum.
No, I'm just... really traditional, I think, aren't I?
You're so trad. But of course you do, because you do Christmas puddings.
Because I'm Jill Archer.
No, I love that, though. I think that's such a nice mum thing to do.
It's what Tilly always asks for, whatever day she comes home from university. She says, can we have roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, roast potatoes, carrots, broccoli, and then please can we have steamed treacle pudding and custard? That's my favourite for pudding.
Yes, my dear. I've got a spare 4 hours, so
yes,
I will.
And then we are, and then everyone just nods off gently because
I think that's so nice.
Fueled.
Yeah, I feel like I've deprived my family of not.
I'm sure you haven't.
No, I mean, they're all right. They prefer watching telly anyway, so.
They look very well fed to me. They look very nourished.
No, but the tradition of having that Sunday lunch is very good. We're more of a Saturday takeaway tradition.
Well, that's also good.
Yeah, just as good.
Because it's fun.
It is fun.
And nobody's boiling hot and swearing.
No, exactly.
And shouting about.
Exactly.
Could everybody please get out of the kitchen or into the kitchen or whatever it is they want to do.
Maybe when the kids are older, then I'll start doing roasts. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, sorry to meander on.
We have done the emails.
Okay.
So now can cross over to Febreze, which I haven't even written yet. So this is going to be a bit of a segue.
Let's do an impro. Get Jeff on the line. I mean, Febreze on the line.
Who is this Jeff with whom you speak?
We'll just do some free jazz.
We will not. yes. This week, though, Febreze has got people phoning in about their New Year's resolutions.
Radio Borsetshire.
Colin, did you have a nice new year? I went to see many films with Graham, as Declan was very busy as he has a new friend what is a healer called Skylight or something, and he is doing a lot of affirmations. So Graham and I saw Pickled Onion with Daniel Craig, and I did not get it. It went forward and then backward. I kept having to say to Graham, I thought she was dead, but she is not. Where are we now? And the lady behind say, shush, and trod on my Malteses, so we left. But did you understand it? Yes. No. Oh, now. Hello, and happy new 2023 to you all. This is Fabrice of Felpersham, looking like I have just stepped out of the salon because I have. I hope you're all feeling rest after Christmas and have put all decorations away, but you will always find tinsel behind sofa in June anyway. Today we are having a telephone in about New Year resolutions. My resolutions are to be more style by wearing uncomfortable clothes, because I have noticed that clothes are mostly uncomfortable when they are style. If you are not holding your breath and wincing, you may as well be Eamon Holmes. But let us hear what residents of Ambridge have resoluted. First on the line, we have Mrs. Smell OB.
Hello, Febreze. This year I am resolved to say no. I'm forever being dragged into taking the initiative in village affairs. What with the Christmas crapicles, the passion, the summer fete, the flower of produce, and the Christmas show, I end up with no time for my own hobbies, which involve taking the initiative in village affairs. Oh, I haven't thought this through, have I?
No, you have not. But if you do the passion again, I think everyone switch off in mass protest. Who is next? Who is Kate Mechanical Aldridge?
I am very excited to announce my New Year's resolution, which incidentally I will also be offering at Spiritual Hummus. It's a new holistic programme, Mental Empathy Mind Mapping Enlightenment through Mystical Exercises, or Me 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 for short. It's truly life-changing, and I think, like many of your listeners, this is the year I am really going to concentrate on me.
Oh yes, that will indeed make a pleasant change for you. Oh, hello Lillian.
Hello darling, I've decided to bite the bullet. Can't ignore it anymore, I'm giving up drinking. The health evidence is just too overwhelming now.
Oh really? I was reading that actually alcohol work on special receptors in your brain. What is good for you?
Really? Where did you read that?
In Grazia.
Grazia? Oh, that's marvellous, darling. That's practically the Lancet. Oh, lovely. Oh, you've cheered me up, darling. Thank you. Justin, carry on with the odd bins order.
Oh, good. That is a happy start for the new year. Last caller is Mrs. Emma Grundy.
Yeah, hiya, Febreze. I'm tackling 2023 head on, and I've got two words to say to you. Only fans. I'm going adult entertainment as a lucrative side hustle alongside Miss Gons, or possibly with Miss Gons, depending on how niche you want to go. I'm Sexy Logger 234, and me and Ed will post once a week, twice if I've got time to dry clean my coat in between.
Oh my God. Well, good luck to you, Mrs. Grundy. I can recommend Clean Easy on the High Street. They are the only people I will let near my PVC onesie. Personally speak, I could do with less Prime Minister and a reduction in price of sushi this year, but I hope you get what you would like in 2023, however strange or unstyle it is. Bye!
Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, that would be a fun game to play. What guess the New Year's resolution of each character.
Yes. Well, don't play it because then you'll ruin all my jokes that I've just written. what are your New Year's resolutions? Are you going to have more fun, Harriet?
I'm going to make some homemade pasta sauce, Lucy. Yeah, and I'm going to make sure I have lots more time for my children.
No, I did have a New Year's resolution. I've completely forgotten what it was. On New Year's Eve, you know, when you're like, this is, yeah, I'm going
I'm never drinking again. That's normally the one. Anyway.
Oh, right, that was mine. And then I was having a dry January and then I went out last night and got a little bit tipsy. Got a bit of a hangover today, Lucy. So I'm not drinking again. Well, I am. Next weekend, I'm going to an hotel avec mon lover / husband.
Okay.
Yeah. With no children.
Wow.
Saturday night. No kids.
Wow.
Yep. So that's going to be fun. So I will drink then.
Yes.
To get through that. And then...
you'll have to wear the good underwear. So clearly you need the drinking to get through the good underwear.
You need to... Because what you have to do is... when you're married... You know what it's like. You get it all out of the way as soon as you get there.
And then think, brilliant. Tick, done that, right.
Yeah, now I can eat and drink as much as
yeah.
I can.
Yeah. I can.
Yeah, it'll be that sort of day. But it's because that's what you have to do, because then you can really relax and
yes,
enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't want to waste a hotel by just, you know, you want to experience all the magic of it. Mm. Anyway, so I have to drink next week. So I'm not going dry. Are you going dry? I mean, talking about drinking. Are you drinking? I'm not feeling dry. Are you teetotal this month or not?
No, but I don't drink very much anyway, so it would be a bit pointless.
Oh, okay. Really. Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's so boring, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm giving up heroin.
Yeah, good. That's, I was going to have a word with you about that.
Yeah, I know. It is getting a bit, it's getting a bit of a problem now, so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing quite well. I've had none. Oh, it's the 7th of January and I've had none.
And you sound fantastic.
I know, I feel better. I'm myself.
I can feel you glowing.
Yeah.
I can see your skin not being yellow.
I have put on the weight a bit though, Harriet. Since I'm giving it up.
Just, it's all right, just take up fags again.
Okay, yeah. Or maybe crack, but I mean... That...
And a lot of black coffee, Lucy.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay.
Have you got a New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I'm giving up heroin.
Oh yeah, apart from your hard drug addiction. Oh, I thought you'd have one.
Yeah, I did have one and I can't remember it.
Yes. I just can't remember.
I'm going to try and learn a new magic trick every month.
Oh, no. Is that real?
Yeah. So by the end of the year, I'll know 12 magic tricks.
You could join the magic circle.
I don't want to do that. I just want to learn 12 tricks.
What? Can you,
so
do
I can
you already
astonish
know how to do
friends
one?
And relatives like it does on the boxes. I can bore total strangers rigid.
I can't wait to be astonished by your next one.
I know.
What have you got one already up your sleeve?
It's not up my sleeve. It's
somewhere else. Oh, it's in the magic hair. Oh, we went to a panto this year, actually.
Did you?
Well, a couple, actually, because my friends were in it. But one of them we went to in Southampton, they had a proper magician in it. And I was like, oh, boring. Honestly, he was amazing.
Really?
Because he was like an illusionist one where he made a motorbike disappear. And I'm not joking. There was nowhere for it to go because he showed us all the sides and there was no special curtains or nothing.
You have seen magicians before, haven't you?
But where did it go?
I don't know.
Honestly, where did it go? And then my friend, who was like just quite a more of a minor character in the pantomime, he has to understudy the illusionist.
Oh my God.
So he was like, if he gets ill.
Flipping heck.
He's got to do the magic tricks. He said he didn't have to do. He said they'll let him off the motorbike one, but all the other ones he has to learn.
Crikey, that never crossed my mind that a magician would have to.
Exactly, they'd have an understudy.
Because the Julian Clary one, Paul Zerdin is doing the ventriloquism.
Yes.
So what does he have an understudy?
The dance captain will have to quickly do a day's, a morning's worth of learning to ventriloquize. And do it.
Good
probably.
Lord.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Isn't that so funny?
God, your friend also... must have been praying. Every time the man coughed, he must have been thinking, oh my God, are you feeling all right? Can I get you anything?
But he didn't have to understudy Jason Donovan. Right. And the dance captain did have to understudy. He had to go on for Jason Donovan. And all the jokes in the panto are about Jason Donovan.
Oh no.
So not only he had to try and pull off a convincing Australian accent and while these jokes about
neighbours and Kylie and
about being in Joseph,
right,
and, you know, all those, yeah, you know, sort of, anyway, apparently it was quite a tricky show, that one. Oof. But I love magic tricks now.
I will astonish you, Harriet.
When are you going to learn how to make a car disappear? I'll just park it
in Walthamstow. It will go. Go in seconds. Amazing.
Amazing. Okay, well, I look forward to your third magic trick.
Thank you very much.
You could do one on the Zoom call, Luce, in February.
Oh, God.
It's easy on Zoom because it's only a tiny window. So you could just do some pretending.
Harriet, you know filters... And you know, the gap between you having a bright idea and it coming straight out of your mouth onto the podcast, and then it, then the chain reaction of panic and stress that it then sets up.
Lucy, you just say no.
Okay.
Like you did with the heroin. Just say no. Okay, I'll look at it in private. Magic trick, that is.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. News. Okay.
It is time now for Matt Rodriguez Payne.
Oh, this is exciting. His first of 2023.
His first of 2023.
What could it possibly be?
You ready?
Yes. Our New Year's show that never happened.
This is our New Year's show. It's only the 7th.
That is glorious.
Isn't it good?
Oh, that's I need to listen to it straight away 3 times. That's so beautiful, Matt. He just gets more and more powerful.
I know.
Doesn't he?
I know. I think honestly, I think next month there'll be the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra queued up with Matt hiring rooms and, you know.
Kirita
Kano are doing solos.
I always cry at Auld Lang Syne. Do you?
But I worry about the words because I don't know
the words. No, I don't know.
Everyone just goes...
The cup for Auld Lang Syne. But it seems like it should be sad.
Yes.
Because one of the kids said to me, what's it about? And I didn't know. I just said it's about missing your friends but being with other friends.
Yes. Well, that would have confused them. Then did you talk about Nunu's instead?
Don't call it a Fifi. It's a vagina. Vagina.
My friend told her daughter to call it a vagina, and she then cheerfully referred to it as a vajayjay for the rest of her.
Well, vagina is not a very child-friendly word.
No.
It's too tricky.
And anyway, most of the time they're talking about the vulva. So,
which they've already covered on The Archers.
They have.
Do you remember? They already said vulva. That's the thing.
They
went in slowly, didn't they? Because they teased us with the cow vulva in that one episode, didn't they? Yeah. And then they went straight into
vagina. Vulvas looking smashing, dude.
It's shock tactics, isn't it? They just want to check we're listening.
Yeah.
Ooh! Just wakes us up when we hear words like that on The Archers. But it is to educate, inform and entertain, to be fair. So
and horrify.
And
appall.
Oh my
educate,
God.
Appall and entertain.
I loved listening to that. That's great. Thanks, Matt.
Shall I play it again?
Yes, please. I want to sing along.
Pick up your child from
I'm going to sing along. Let's sing along together.
No.
Can we sing along?
No.
Yes, Lucy, come on. No. Please.
No. There you go. You told me I had to say no.
Good assertiveness.
Cool.
Okay.
Ready? Bye-bye, everybody. Love you a lot.
Thank you so much. Oh, thanks so much for listening.
Yes, and have a lovely 2023.
If you did bother to tune back in, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we don't blame you if you didn't.
Have a happy new year anyway.
Happy new year!
Quite generous like that. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Who am I going to be? Kirsty. For old acquaintance be forgotten, da da dee, ba ba ba.
Forgotten.
Oh, acquaintance be forgotten.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.